want to thank Rabbi Schwartz for the opportunity to share Divrei Torah with you about in Yom HaDiyom of the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. We usually, of course, recognize that there is a mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah based on the Pasuk of Basukkah's Teish V'Shivas Yomim, but yet there is also a special status regarding Asiyas HaSukkah, the construction of the Sukkah itself. We usually think that making a Heftish HaMitzvah is not the Tchivas HaMitzvah, certainly not an inherent part of the mitzvah at all, but rather it is simply considered to be a Hechsher Mitzvah. But yet, when it comes to Sukkah, there are many indications that Asiyas HaSukkah is more than simply a Hechsher Mitzvah. If you look, for example, in Shiltos and Kuf Samachtes, Rabbi Chaibah begins by telling us that Mechayev Beis Yisrael Lemevad Mitalosu Mesavah. One is obligated to construct a sukkah and to sit in sukkah. And the Tziv is quite bothered. Why is it that the Shiltos emphasizes that element of asiyas sukkah? Would we argue, for example, that forming, constructing a shofar is really considered the tchilas hamitzvah? The mitzvah, the Rambam writes, simply is one of shmiyas hakol. And this is not merely found in Shiltos, but even elsewhere as well. If you look in Rashi and Makos and Abches and Aleph, Rashi stresses that even though the Gemara tells us that gathering schach is not considered to be an inherent part of the mitzvah of sukkah, Rashi writes that is true. The cutting, the gathering of the schach is not the mitzvah, but rather the mitzvah is one of asiyah. So Rashi and Makos and Avches and Shiltos emphasize already asiyas hasukkah as part of that element. Why is that the case? Why is that considered to be somewhat unique in terms of its distinction from a simple Hechsher Mitzvah? So the Netziv explains in Shiltos as follows, that really there are two different types of Hechsher Mitzvah. Sometimes the Torah does not tell us at all regarding the Hechsher Mitzvah, but one obviously knows on their own, if you don't prepare properly for the Mitzvah, you cannot fulfill the Mitzvah in its fullest sense. There are certain requirements necessary in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of shofar. If you do not do so, you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Yom Shua Yelachem. When it comes, however, to the case of sukkah, here the Shultos points out that there are two psukim. In addition to the pasuk of Basukos Teishu Shivas Yomim, the Torah tells us Chag HaSukkos Tasalukha. And as the Gemara explains in Sukkah and Daftes, that is not a reference to making the yomtif of sukkahs, but rather as Tasav Lomina Osui, the chiyuv of Asiyas HaSukkah. And therefore the Netziv writes that apparently there are two different types of Hechsher Mitzvah. There is a Hechsher Mitzvah She'ena Ksuva Bakra, which a person would intuit to know on their own, but then you have a Hechsher Mitzvah HaKsuva B'Torah, where the Torah goes out of its way and emphasizes the Asiyas HaChevtza, that element of what otherwise we would have thought is only considered to be a Hechsher Mitzvah. And this is not only true when it comes to that example. I'll give you a few others. When it comes, for example, to tzitzis, there also, the Torah not only stresses the levisha, but also the asiyas tzitzis. The pasuk says, gedilin tase, as we say in the parshas of Kriyashma, va'osu lehem tzitzis. There, surprising, the Torah goes out of its way and emphasizes the asiyas hachetza as well. When it comes to mezuzah, the Torah does not tell us that one is obligated to be kovei the mezuzah, but rather the pasuk stresses uchsavtam, the ksivas hamezuzah. And therefore, this is part of a list of cases where the Torah ordains even the hechsher mitzvah itself. And therefore, the Netziv points out as follows. When it comes to such examples of a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'kra, that hechsher mitzvah is elevated above and beyond simply a routine case of hechsher mitzvah. L'may nafkamina. What exactly do we mean that there is part of an element of asiyas sukkah as the mitzvah of sukkah as opposed simply to a case of a hechsher mitzvah? One difference that Netziv points out is the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. After all, the Gemara tells us in the very beginning of the second parak of Kedushin Adaf Memalev that Ha'ish Mekadesh Bo'u Vishlukah. And the Gemara raises the simple kasha that if one can marry Al Yidei Shliach, so therefore Bo Mibaya, you don't need a Mishnah to tell us that you can marry yourself. Obviously that is the case. And the Gemara answers no, that the order of the Mishnah is considered to be critical to tell you that Mitzvah Bo Yoser Mibashlukah. When do you apply this principle of mitzvah bo yoser mishlucha? We apply it to mitzvahs. Does it apply, for example, to a hechsher mitzvah? What about the very mitzvah of ishus, ish mekadesh? Is ishus a mitzvah or is it not? You're familiar with machlokes between the Rambam versus, for example, the Ran and the Rush. The Rambam maintains that there is a mitzvah of Ishus. The Rambam writes there are two independent mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Pruvu. There also is a mitzvah of Ikach, Ki Ikach Ish Isha. The Rambam maintains that the Birchas Erisin, which we recite, is a Birchas HaMitzvah, because in fact there is an independent mitzvah of Ishus above and beyond the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. And therefore you understand very well, according to the Rambam Shita, that if there's a mitzvah of Ishus, so therefore the Gemara can tell us in Kedushin that mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, even though there's a possibility of shlichus, but nonetheless one should do so optimally himself. But let's assume you maintain, as the other Rishonim, the Ram, the Rush, that there is no mitzvah of Ishus. Ishus is a means to an end. Ishus is a heksha mitzvah. And in fact, Birchas Erisin is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather it is a form of Shevach V'Hodah. Isn't it a Chiddush, though, that the Mishnah applies the principle of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho to a heksha mitzvah? The Netziv points out that yes, if it's a heksher mitzvah haksuva b'kra, then we apply that principle of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. Therefore, when it comes to the ma'ase ishus, the ma'ase kedushin, mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. When it comes to asiyas hasukkah, we will assume that mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, that one must participate himself in construction of the sukkah rather than simple reliance on someone else to do so on his behalf. In fact, the Gemara has another case of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. That sugyan kedushin daf mem aleph applies mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho to two cases. That's where you find in Shas, preparing for Shabbos, right? The mitzvah of kavod. The Gemara has two different cases. One is ishus, and the other is preparation for Shabbos. What is the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos? Is that just simply a heksha mitzvah? Well, there's a chiyuv suda. And if a person doesn't prepare, well, obviously you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of suda. So the Gaon points out that no, preparation for Shabbos is much more than that. You know, the Rambam begins Perek Lamed of the Shabbos by saying the following, Arba Dvarmin Nemu B'Shabbos. There are four different categories on Shabbos. Shnayim in HaTorah, V'shnayim Midarei Sofer, V'hem Afrosh, Shnayi Yidei HaNaviim. Two are Midaraisa. And two, the Rambam writes, are Midivrei Kabbalah. Min HaTorah, the Rambam writes, is the mitzvah of Zachar, Shamor, and the ones that are Mefurash and Al Yidei HaNaviim, that the Rambam writes, is the mitzvah of Kavod and Oneg. After all, the Novi Yeshaya, the Karosel is Shabbos Oneg, Likadosh Hashem Mechubah. You know what Shamar is? Shamar is refraining from Asiyas HaMalacha, the Gemara in Brachos and Davchav, the Nishvus and Davchav. What is Zachar? Zachar is a reference to Kiddush, that same Dav. The Rambam writes, Havdalah is well, Min HaTorah, Asiyas HaMalacha, Kiddush Havdalah. And what exactly is Kavod and Oneg? Or even more precisely, what exactly is the difference between Kavod versus Oneg? Paying honor to Shabbos is Kavod, and Oneg delighting on Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Oneg. What exactly is the difference between Kavod and Oneg? So the Rambam discusses this in two places, Perakei of Hocha Shabbos, and in Perak Lamed of Hocha Shabbos. And if you look at the lists of the Rambam in defining Kavod and Oneg, you get the following impression, and this is what the Gaon writes explicitly. This Gaon is found in the very end of Hilchos Yontif, Tav Kuf Chafes. The Gaon writes, the difference between Kavod and Oneg is as follows. Oneg refers to that which one does on the day of Shabbos itself. For example, Suda Shabbos, Sudas Yontif, that is the mitzvah of Oneg. What is Kavod? Kavod is the Hachana Mi Ba'od Yom. A person is anticipating a prominent guest. You don't wait until they arrive and then you start the preparation. Preparation certainly is done in advance. That is the mitzvah of Kavod. That is the Chiddush of the Rambam's Shita. And therefore, Kavod is a Heksha Mitzvah HaKsuva B'Kra. That's the Kedosh Hashem Mechubah. Preparing for Shabbos is not just simply that if you don't prepare, you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg, but more than that, Kavod itself is considered to be a Heksha Mitzvah HaKsuva B'Kra. And therefore, the Netziv writes elsewhere, this Netziv is found in the very first page of the Shultas, the very beginning of Shulta Aleph, that regarding Kavod Shabbos, we will apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho. And that very sugyan, Kedushin Af Mem Aleph, the stories of Tanam and Amoraim, who went out of their way to prepare for Shabbos, that's because Lahalacha. We assume the principle of Mitzvah Bo Yoser Mi B'Shlucho. Hachana Mi Be'on for Shabbos, that itself is deemed a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Kra. That is the difference the Gaon writes between the Mitzvah of Kavod as opposed to the Mitzvah of Oneg. Right, a fascinating Rambam for another Shir. The Rambam has one Mitzvah that the Rambam writes in both Perakei Hilchos Shabbos and in Perak Lamed Hilchos Shabbos. There's one mitzvah that is part of the Kiyum of Kavod, as well as the Kiyum of Oneg, and the Rambam writes that's the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiros. Hadlakas HaNeiros has two halachos. To be Nehena Min Ha'or, Min HaNer, on Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of Oneg. But why is it that one lights Mibodion? So you'll tell me, you have no choice, it's Shabbos, there's Nisrim Lacha, that's true, but that's not the whole story. The Rambam writes, the reason the Hadlaka is Mibod Yom is not just simply because you cannot wait, but rather that is the Mitzvah of Kavod. The Mitzvah of Kavod is Hachana for Shabbos, which is in fact Mibod Yom. And that's why the Rambam writes that you have an Erdolot Mibod Yom as part of the Mitzvah of Kavod. You know, in Afkamina, as to why it is that you're Madik Mibod Yom, let's assume when it comes for Yantif, for example. When is the ideal time to light during Yantif? Well, if you assume the mitzvah is simply one of Oneg, but on Shabbos you have no choice, so if one could extend a flame on Yantif, so perhaps one can wait until Tzeis and then be Madlik Viner Yantif as well. But if you assume Hadlaka Mibod Yom is part of the mitzvah of Kavod, so the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Yantif, Kishem Shechayav Mechaved Shabbos Ulongo, just as there's a mitzvah of Kavod Oneg on Shabbos, the same is true when it comes to Yantif as well. And that's what you find in the Priyitzak, or Yitzhak Petterberger, that according to the Rambam Shita, one is obligated to go ahead and to light Miba'od Yom. It's an interesting Kiddush, because after all, that's necessary. We do that on Yom Tov Rishon, many women do that on Yom Tov Sheni, that poses a particular problem, because a Hadlaka Miba'od Yom would be an act of Hachana on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore Yom Tov Sheni will wait until after Tzeis, but many have the practice. And Yom Tov Rishon lighting Mibod Yom. If you look in the Hakdama of the Drisha to the Tur Yoredeya, the Hakdama of the Drisha was written by the son of the Drisha, and he quotes this Chiddush in the name of his mother, that according to the Rambam Shita, Hadlaka Mibod Yom is part of the mitzvah of Kavod, and therefore you have to do so even when it comes to Yantif as well. But this is what the Netziv expands regarding the Chiyuv of Kavod. Kavod is a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv Bakra. A person's in a situation where the preparation will be done for them. All they have to do is show up for Shabbos, that's insufficient. The Mitzvah of Kavod requires Mitzvah Bo Yosem V'Shtucho. So Kavod is a classic example of why that's true. The Rambam writes the reason that you can make a bracha on Hadlaka Saneros Mibod Yom is because of the Mitzvah of Kavod. In fact, the Rambam distinguishes. The Rambam writes near Shabbos, you can make a bracha Mibod Yom. Near Chanukah, the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Hilchos Chanukah, you cannot light Mibod Yom. The Rambam writes, if you light Kodem Shkia, you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. And the Rashba writes in the Sugyan Shabbos Chaf Aleph, why should Ner Chanukah be any different from Ner Shabbos? That's one of the two kashas of the Rashba. Ma'ishno mi Shabbos. According to the Gaon, you understand it very well. Ma'ishno mi Shabbos. Hadlaka has to be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Kavod on Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of Kavod on Chanukah. So in such a case, the Rambam writes, the option of lighting Mibod Yom is necessary when it comes to Shabbos, but certainly not when it comes to Chanukah. There the Rambam writes, if you light a minute before Shkia, even if the candle continues to burn, from then on, Mishatich L'Regem HaNashuk, in such a case, one in fact would not be Yotzi. But this is the idea of a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Kra, found in Tzitzis, found in Mezuzah, found in Shabbos, and in Sukkah. That's the Kiddush of Asiyas HaSukkah. So therefore, the perspective of Asiyas HaSukkah is that's a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Kra as far as the element of Yeshiva is concerned. Ad Kedekach, that Yerushalmi writes that you recite a bracha on Asiyas HaSukkah. That's the Kiddush of Yerushalmi Shita. And if you look in the Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Beis, the Gemara says that Rav Abba Bar Abba Ramei Chutei Umavarech. Rav Abba Bar Abba recited a bracha on Asiyas HaTzitzis. So that was the Shita, Rav Abba Bar Abba and the Bavli, and the Shita of Yerushalmi is that one recites a birchas hamitzvah. The Netziv points out what do these cases have in common. Sukkah, tzitzis, the answer is Ketra mitzvah haksil bakra. If there wouldn't be a pasuk, you wouldn't recite a bracha. But the fact that there is a pasuk that allows you to recite according to the shita of Yerushalmi and according to Avaraba, a bracha already b'shas asiya. We don't assume. Like that shita of Abba Bar Hava, we don't assume as the shita of Yerushalmi. Why not? When you look at that sugya in Menachos Nachman Beis, the Gemara doesn't reject Rav Ada Brava out of hand. The Gemara just simply says the following. Well, look, the Asiyah Sasuk is not the Gemar Mitzvah, and we recite a bracha when Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvah. So we wait until the yeshiva to recite the bracha and sukkah, but in principle, you know, Rav Ada Brava, that which you argue, that the Asiyas B'chal HaMitzvah is true, but it's not considered to be the Ikar HaMitzvah, it's not considered to be the Gemar HaMitzvah. And that is what accounts for what the Gemara writes in Sukkah and Daf Memvav. Because here the Gemara tells us the following Kiddush, Ha'osav a Sukkah Atzma, if a person constructs a Sukkah, we don't recite a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because the Birchas HaMitzvah requires Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. But you can recite a Birchas Shachiyonu. Ha'osav Sukkah La'atzma Mavarach Aleha Zman. That's what the Gemara writes in Sukkah and Daf Memvav. Omen Aleph. Already the Birchas Shachiyonu can be fulfilled at that particular time. Birchas HaMitzvah, Siyasa Gemar Mitzvah, the Simcha Salev of Esek B'Mitzvah, that already begins B'Shas Asiyah. And in principle, one can go ahead and recite the Birchas Shachiyonu at that particular time. Even that, we generally don't do. We don't recite the Bracha at the time of the Asiyah, but we wait until the Yeshiva to recite the Birchas Shachiyonu as well. This is what the Ran and the Rosh point out. After all, the Shachiyonu that we recite on the night of Sukkot is a twofold Shachiyonu. It is referring, A, to the Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hayom requires a bracha of Shachiyonu. That's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis. Kedushas Hayom requires a bracha of Shachiyonu, and therefore, Yom Tov requires Shachiyonu. Yom Kippur, we're going to recite Shachiyonu without Mitzvos Hayom, but rather simply on Kedushas Hayom. And then if you have a mitzvah, which is asim yizman lezman veino tadira, an infrequently performed mitzvah, that as well will recite the bracha of Shachiyonu. The Shachiyonu at night of Sukkot has a twofold kiyum. At once, it is on the mitzvah of Sukkot and also on the Kedushas Hayom of Chag HaSukkos itself, and it embraces the element of Asiyah, the element of Yeshiva. And the Gemara writes in Erev and Daf Mem, ideally, the bracha of Shachiyonu should be recited al hakos. Certain brachos are enhanced when you do so with a kos shel bracha. And one of the brachos is a bracha shachiyanu. That's why we recite it together with Kiddush. It's not an inherent part of the mitzvah of Kiddush. On Yom Kippur, Kol Nidrei night, when you're not making Kiddush, you're still going to recite the bracha of shachiyanu. Language of the Gemara is afilu bashuk. Even just simply, right, in the street to recite a bracha without any kosher bracha, without that enhancement, the bracha is on Kedushas Hayom. But the bracha is enhanced when it's recited al hakos, and therefore we usually wait until Kiddush, we recite a Birchas Shachiyonu, and that covers the Kedushas Hayom as well as the element of Sukkah. So even though in principle the Gemara writes also Sukkah Latzma Mevarach Aleha Zman, nonetheless, the Rosh and the Ran already write, we wait until we're misadah the bracha al hakos with Kiddush, and that one bracha will cover all aspects. However, in a certain sense, we are relying on this great Kiddush. Because the most common minhag is to switch the order of brachos from the first day of Sukkot to the second. And the first night of Sukkot, we recite Shachiyonu last. And all of a sudden, when it comes to the second night of Sukkot, we'll make Kiddush, Shachiyonu, and then Leishei B'Sukkah. Why should there be that particular difference? It's as though we're stating the following, that, you know, the first night of Sukkot, Shachiyonu is covering not only the Kedushas Hayom, which is reflected in Kiddush, but also the mitzvah of Sukkah, and therefore Kedushas Hayom Sukkah, and then Shachiyonu. When it comes to the second night, the fact that we'll go ahead and we will split, it's as though we're arguing that the Shachiyonu is only Chal on the Kedushas Hayom, Kiddush, then Shachiyonu, but there's no need for a Shachiyonu when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And therefore, the sequence is different, Kiddush, Shachiyonu, and then Leishei B'Sukkah. Why should that be true? After all, the second day of Yom Kippur, we're going to treat as Sveika D'Yoma. we're going to be arguing that, you know what, that really, perhaps today is the onset of Yontif and yesterday was Chol. Well, if yesterday was Chol, then I should have to repeat a bracha of Shechiyanu. Because after all, Shechiyanu on Kedushas Hayom can only be recited when there is Kedushas Hayom. If yesterday was Chol, the bracha on Kedushas Hayom was not Chal. It's an important chiddush. No, but that's what the Gemara writes in Erev and Daf Mem explicitly. Shechiyanu on Kedushas Hayom is only when there is Kedushas Hayom. I often mention, for example, on Kol Nidre night, you know, some women, for example, want to ben shlicht, and then they want to go to shul for Kol Nidre. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Reish Samach Aleph, is it possible for women to go and ben shlicht, right, having in mind that they're not accepting upon themselves the fact that it is Shabbos, the fact that it is Yantif, because after all, we mentioned the Rambam Shita, Hadlakas and Eros is simply part of Kavod. And therefore, as a rule of thumb, we assume that a woman's mindset is, when she benches Lich, it is an acceptance of Shabbos and Yantif, but the Mechaber writes, Mikar Hadin, it need not necessarily be so. One could envision times that a woman could bench lift and preferably state or minimally have in mind, I'm not accepting upon myself the fact that it is Shabbos or Yantiv. So again, Shelas Chacham should be posed, but some women will do this on Kol Nidre night. They will light, right, having in mind that it is not yet Yom Kippur in order to be able to go ahead and to, let's say, drive to Shul. So a couple of ha'aras. Number one is the following, that there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, a mitzvah daraisa that women and men have to begin Yom Kippur early. Women always fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes because as a rule of thumb, when they've been shlich, they accept upon themselves the fact that it is Shabbos or Yontif. But if a woman is lighting al tnai that it is not Shabbos or not Yontif, she should realize that still I have to accept upon myself the Kedusha Sayom, right, in an earlier time, let's assume at least 5 minutes or so before Shkia, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes. But another nafkamina for our purpose is the following. At that time, one cannot recite a bracha of Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is not on Hadlakas Haneres. Shechiyanu is on Kedusha Sayom. And if you have a case where women are benching licht, having in mind that it is not yet Yantiv, and there is no Kedusha Sayom, so on that you cannot recite a bracha of Shechiyanu. And therefore, if that is what is being done, then women should recite the Shechiyanu and Shul together with the men, not recite it b'shas hadlaka at a time that they're not accepting upon themselves the Kedusha Sayom of Yom HaKippurim or the Kedusha Sayom of Yantiv. So therefore, again, Shechiyanu of Kedusha Sayom is only when you have the Kedusha Sayom. So therefore, I understand perfectly well that you have to repeat the brach of Shechiyanu on the second night, because of Sveika Dioma, maybe this is the onset of Yantiv, and yesterday was Chol, and therefore my brach of Shechiyanu will not help me. I have to repeat that. However, the following difficulty, if that's true when it comes to Kedusha Sayom, so why shouldn't that be true when it comes to Sukkah as well? If today is Yantiv, then yesterday was Chol, and therefore, how does my Shechiyanu yesterday help for the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah? So Mishum Sveika Diyama, why not Kiddush, Leisheva Sukkah, and then Shechiyanu? Right? The answer apparently is exactly this point. That you know what's unique about the mitzvah of Sukkah? That the onset of the mitzvah is not necessarily on Yantiv, because there is a mitzvah of Asiyas HaSukkah as well. And in principle, the Bircha Shechiyanu could be Chal even Miba'od Yom. Even Miba'od Yom. Even if at that point in time one did not fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. An interesting chiddush, because it is not b'shas asiya, nor is it really b'shas yeshiva, but nonetheless, the fact that there is a mitzvah asiya, as a heksha mitzvah k'suva b'kra, that already indicates that a bracha could be chal mibod yom, even if today is yantif, and yesterday was chol, but in principle, that a bracha was already tofes. The Bikur Yaakov writes an interesting chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person is sitting in his sukkah. And all of a sudden, he looks up, right, and he sees that the shlak is still on top of the sukkah. So what would he do in such a particular case? Right, after all, as of yet then, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. Bikur Yaakov writes he wouldn't repeat the bracha of Shechiyanu. Because after all, his mindset was, when he made that bracha, that it was covering the sukkah as well, and you don't require yeshiva for the Shechiyanu of sukkah, and therefore, if it's chal mibod yom, if you can count those cases, as well. But don't we assume that, let's assume a person doesn't have a sukkah at all, and he recites a Shachianu at night on Kedushas Hayom, the first opportune moment to sit in the sukkah, he'll recite a bracha of Shachianu on yeshiva. Why is that? Bikra Yaakov writes simply as follows, because if you'll ask the person, what was your mindset? Well, if I'm eating in the house, my mindset was, this is Kedushas Hayom, this is not sukkah, I'm not in the sukkah. But if the person was in the sukkah, assuming that that was covering the Bercha Shachianu, even if it turns out that he wasn't Yotzei the Mitzvah Yeshiv at that time, in such a case, the Chiddush, that the Bikra Yaakov writes, in that case, in principle, a person could already be Yotzei. So again, we don't assume as the Yerushalmi a Bercha Samitzvah, but in principle, that explains the shift in the order of brachos, because there is that concept of Asiyas HaSukkah. So nafkamina as far as Birchas HaMitzvah, Yerushalmi, nafkamina in terms of Birchas Shachianu, the concept of Mitzvah Bo, Yosemi B'Shlucho. You know, if you learn Shavuos in the Darim, there are many sugyas in the Masechta that deal with cases of Nishvila Kaim and Nishvila Vatel Es HaMitzvah. And very often the Gemara will give you an example of a person who makes a Shavua Lagabe Sukkah. That Nishvila Vatel Es HaMitzvah, that Alpidin is called a Shavua Shav. And what's the language of the Mishnah? For example, in the Shavuos Daf Chavches, a person makes a sukkah, b'shvua, sukkah she'eni oseh. It's an unusual language. Sukkah she'eni oseh. Now, the Mishnah does not mention yeshiva. It mentions asiya. The Netziv writes a chiddush, that that already is called nishvul avatel. It's a mitzvah. And therefore, that is termed, right, a shvua shav. Even if it's not on yeshiva. Yeshiva, of course, is a mitzvah. Even as far as Asi is concerned, that is true as well. And the Netziv writes that that's why there is even a greater kapeda of Zrizi Makdim in the mitzvahs for Asiyas HaSukkah than there is for Asiyas HaChefetz when it comes to other mitzvahs as well. And that Ramah, right, that tells us that it's appropriate at the very end of Yom HaKippurim that one should go Mechayil El Chayil already to go ahead and to start building the Sukkah. That's because realize that this is considered to be the Tchilas HaMitzvah. It is not just comparable to a case of Asiyas HaShofar as a Stam Hechsher Mitzvah. So therefore again, when it comes to Sukkah, Sukkah embraces these two elements. A concept of Asiyas HaSukkah, and then of course the Ikar HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. The concept of Asiyas HaSukkah could be relevant either in terms of that Sugya and of Tessim and Aleph as well, where the Gemara mentions, let's say a person has a sukkah yishana, so you have a sukkah which is not made currently for the purpose of sukkah. Let's assume it was the old sukkah, it was last year's sukkah. Let's assume the sukkah was asuya shalol lishma. So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi that tzarech lechadesh bo davar. Chidush davar is necessary. Something should be done to that particular sukkah. And the question is, why exactly is that true? The Ran writes in the very first Amud Masech HaSukkah, that's not Likuva, but as a mitzvah and a mukha, we require Chidush Davar. B'dievet, of course, you don't need Chidush Davar. Even a sukkah is Ganvach. If a guy builds a sukkah, the sukkah is a sukkah Kshera. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf, Chesim Adbeis. So sukkah is Ganvach, is a sukkah Kshera, but nonetheless, we prefer Chidush Davar. So it's not so simple what Chidush Davar accomplishes. If you hold like Beis Shammai Shita, that a sukkah has to be lishma, you understand very well why chiddush davar is necessary. A goy cannot create a sukkah, and therefore you need chiddush davar. But if you assume as a shita of Beis Hillel that a sukkah is ganvach, is a sukkah kshera, so why would Beis Hillel agree lechatchila require some form of chiddush davar? No? Perhaps the answer is this point, that it's true a sukkah is ganvach, is a sukkah kshera. It's kshera for the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but what about that element of Asiyas HaSukkah? Where will that come? And perhaps that's exactly the Chiddush, that Chiddush Davar is necessary even according to Beis Hillel, not in terms of the Mitzvah Yeshiva, but rather in terms of the concept of Asiyas HaSukkah. That's the Chiddush of Chag HaSukkos Tazalacha, that Asiyas HaSukkah is not just a Stam Hechsher Mitzvah, but rather a Hechsher Mitzvah HaKsuva Bikra. So one element of Sukkah is the Yeshiva, and this additional element is the Asiyas HaMitzvah as Hechsher Mitzvah HaKsuva Bikra. You find as well that Sukkah is somewhat unique when it comes to the Kavana which is necessary at the time that you fulfill the Mitzvah. What is the mindset that is necessary at the time of Yeshiva? So, number one is the issue of mitzvos srichos kavana. Kavana is in fact needed. Now that's a sugya in Rosh Hashanah Chavches, mitzvos srichos, mitzvos ein srichos kavana, and in such a case, right, we assume the Mechaber writes in Simin Samach of Kriyashma, right, that mitzvos srichos kavana, so therefore, kavana lotzeis is certainly considered to be necessary. But yet, when it comes to sukkah, it appears that more than that is necessary. Not just simply kavana lotzeis of mitzvos srichos kavana that applies to each and every mitzvah. You know, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, what is the sukkah supposed to represent? Is it Anani HaKavod? Is it Sukkos Mamish? You look in Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Chafei, a whole simon devoted to this mindset. Why do we sit in the sukkah? It's somewhat unusual, no? You want to know why you do a mitzvah? If someone were to ask you, where can I look in order to see Tamei HaMitzvos? The first thought that comes to mind is not Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch engages in Tamei HaMitzvos. Yet when it comes to mitzvah sukkah, Tafresh Chafei, an entire simon devoted to the significance of the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkos mamish, anani hakavod. You'll ask me, why do we celebrate sukkahs at this time of year? Right. Where would you look for such a kasha? The answer is in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Chafei. It's unusual that the Shulchan Aruch goes so far out of his way to explain the significance of sukkah and the timing of sukkahs and what it's supposed to represent. You get the clear impression that somehow this is quite unique. And this is the Chiddush of the Bach, the very beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, where the Bach writes that, number one, of course, mitzvah srichos kavana. But above and beyond that, right, the Shulchan Aruch seems to underscore understanding the significance of the mitzvah. Why exactly is that true? The answer is very simple, because that's what the Torah does. The Torah doesn't simply say, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim. But the Torah tells us the following, Laman Yedidu Roseichem Ki Basukos Hashavtim. The Torah builds the Tam HaMitzvah into the Tzivui of Sukkah. It doesn't just simply tell us sit in Sukkah. The Torah tells us you should sit in Sukkah in order to realize Ki Basukos Hashavtim. And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, what exactly does that mean? Sukkah is somewhat unique that the Tam HaMitzvah is built into the very Sivui HaKrav. And the reason this is so critical is because of the following. You know that there is Machlokas Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon, that which is called Darshinan Taima Dekra. This is a Sikh in Baba Metzia, Kuf Tesvar, Darshinan Taima Dekra. The Machlokas Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon is the following. The Torah tells us, Lo Sachvo Beger Aman. You can't take a collateral from an amana. So, Rabbi Yehuda says the following, amana, ben shi'aniya, ben shi'ashira, in a mashkin nosa. You can't take a collateral from an amana. The pasuk says you can't do so. Rabbi Shimon tells us an astounding chiddush. No, that's not true. It only applies to an amana who is an aniya. It doesn't apply to an amana who is an ashira. An amana is coming to you because she's desperate. She's lost her husband. She has no funds. She's coming to you, and you're going to insist on a mashkon inappropriate. But let's say this almana is quite wealthy, and she's coming to you to invest. You're not about to take a mashkon. So Rabbi Shimon says that no, one could insist on a mashkon from an almana ashira. What is this machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon? This is what the Gemara terms darshinan taima dekra. Rabbi Shimon, a fascinating chiddush. You have a right to expand or to limit the scope of the halacha based on its reason. Everybody agrees, but Torah's limud ha-Torah, darshinan taima dekra. Of course, that's part of the process of limud ha-Torah, understanding the mitzvah Hashem. But halacha l'maisa, Rabbi Shimon maintains you can limit the scope of the halacha, and some sugyas expand the scope of halacha based on its reason. And if the reason of losach ha-beger aman is because, presumably, she's lost her husband, she's coming to you for money, she's impoverished, the halacha only applies to an amana aniya, not to an amana ashir. But Rabbi Yehuda maintains that's not true. Liman HaTorah, yes. Halacha l'maisa. The pasuk says, lo sach, lo beger amana. So the Gemara asks the following kasha. When it comes to a melech, the Torah says, lo yasul anashim. Lo yarbla nashim, but a melech is not allowed to have excessive wines. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisa, a melech can marry as many women as he would like, ubuvav shalo yehe mesiras aslino. Right? As long as they are the caliber that will enhance his emuna, his yira shamayim, if they will deter him from, then not. But if not, then he can go ahead and do so. Isn't that Darshin and Tamid Akra? The Pasuk says, Lo yarbla nashim v'las levavo. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if the reason doesn't apply, then we can limit the halacha. Astira within sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. How can that be? So the Gemara asked this kasha, and Bava Metzia Kuf Tezvav, and the Gemara gives the clear answer, there's a world of difference between Osach HaBegan Amana and Lo yarbla nashim, that is whether the Tam is Mefurish Bakra. When it comes to Losach HaBegan Amana, the Torah doesn't tell you why. The Torah doesn't incorporate the reason into the tzivui. But if you will tell me a case where the reason is, that means that that is part of the very fabric, the very fiber of the halacha itself. And even Rabbi Huda agrees that, of course, then the reason is considered to be critical. Everyone agrees, Darshim and Tamid HaKra, the Kra is Ksuva B'Torah. That's the chiddush when it comes to the case of Losav HaBegan, as opposed to Lo yarbla nashim v'las levavo. So an important chiddush, min hastam, we don't assume that you can A, infer, and then B, apply the reason. But if the reason is mefurish b'kra, that's not just simply for liman haTorah. That because that can serve in order to be magdir, the iser or the mitzvah itself. And there are so many other examples where this is true. The famous chiddush that the Rush writes in the beginning of Ksiva Sefer Torah, right, this is what the Menachas Pinuch discusses in the very last of Tariq Mitzvahs, right, the mitzvah of Kisva Lachem Asashira Hazoz. Why is it that we don't see people writing Sefer Torah? Not, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kisva Lachem Asashira Hazoz. The Rush already writes, in his time you would have expected that everyone would write a Sefer Torah. Why was that not done? The Rush writes in the beginning of Ochos Sefer Torah, a very great chiddush, that what is the purpose of the mitzvah? The purpose of the mitzvah is v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyim, to facilitate limud haTorah. And the Rush writes, since in our day we do not learn from the Sifrei Torah, so therefore the focus of the mitzvah has changed. It includes other svarim, and therefore it's not limited to Ksiva Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Torah tells us the reason is v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael Sima v'fihim, a lengthy discussion of Shagasari. You can take a look again at the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag. Right, a great chiddush that you're going to limit the scope of the halacha based on the reason. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin that there's an Isra of Havana Sameis. You're not allowed to delay Kvura. And all of a sudden the Mishnah says, Helinu l'chvoda was mutter. Mishum kvod hameis, one could postpone a burial. How is that possible? If the Pasuk tells us one is not allowed to do so, cover Sigbrna b'yamahu, so Mishum Kvod Hameis, that's Dochin Issa Daraisa. The answer Posh of Shad is the following. Why is it so insistent that Kvura has to be immediate? The Torah tells us, Ki Kilas Elokim Toloi. It's considered to be a bizayon to the mace. It's considered to be a bizayon to Kvod Shamayim, to let a mace just sit there and not to be osik in its Kvura. Well, if the reason the Torah tells us is Mishum Bizayon, the Mishnah says, if the delay is because of Kvod Hameis, therefore that is a form of a Darshin and Tam Dekra, where the Tam is written Mefurish Bekra, and everyone agrees that that is true. So therefore it's critical, when you have a mitzvah sasei, and the Torah tells us the purpose of the mitzvah, the mindset of the mitzvah, why it was given to us, that's not just issues of the Sefer HaChinuch, that's Shulchan Aruch. Now, this is critical at the time of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And if the Torah tells us you sit in Sukkah because v'man yedu doroseichem, that's critical. An entire siman in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Chafei that tells us that this, in fact, is necessary. In fact, you find this in a couple other places as well in Shulchan Aruch. You find this in Siman Ches. Siman Ches is Hilchos Tzitzis, where the Mechaber also tells us, right? Why is it that you're wearing the tzitzis? Right? And the Mechaber explains, based on the Pasuk, Laman tiz kruvasisa. In Simen Chafei Yishokhanar, the mitzvah of tefillin. There the Mechaber writes as well, what are you supposed to have in mind when you wear tefillin? And there are two halachos. Now, number one is, tefillin is a zeche yetzias Mitzrayim. And the purpose of tefillin is to remind us of the primacy of the Torah Hashem. Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem b'fi. Because if you look in the end of Parshas Bo, that's what the Torah says. Why is it you're obligated to wear tefillin? As a reminder that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and also Leman tiyeh Torah Hashem b'ficha. So the Mechaber writes this kavana in Hilchos Tefillin. When the Torah is telling us that this is what you do in order to realize, then that's not just Limud HaTorah. That's comparable to the cases of Darshin and Tam and Dekra, when the Tam is Mufurish Vekra. And therefore one must have this in mind. If you look in the Bach Tafresh Kafei, the Bach writes, this is what you must have in mind, L'chadchilu. The Bach writes, the interesting Kiddush, and this is what Mishnah Berurah writes as well, in Simen Samach, of the Priyashma, that although mitzvos tzrichos kavana is li'ikuva, the kavana in terms of tam ha-mitzvah is l'chadchilu, but b'diyevet one would be yotze. But if you look, and again, Bikur Yaakov, Baruch Haner writes, he thinks it's li'ikuva. It's not just the din l'chadchilu. Rikur Yaakov writes, right, and that's him in Tafresh Chafei, that the significance of the mitzvah of Sukkah is l'ikuva. You will not fulfill the mitzvah yeshiva unless you have this mindset. And in fact, that's how he explains the very first Amud Masech Sukkah. What's wrong with a sukkah which is Gavoa Lamala Me'esrim Amud? Why is that a sukkah psula? So I understand Ner Chanukah. The whole purpose is pursuing Yissa, and it's out of one's reins of vision. There's no Pirsum Hanais. And I understand the same thing will apply when it comes to Mavi as well. Where is the Heker if it's not within a reasonable line of vision? What's the Din D'Oraisa? Those are Din and Rabbanon. Where's the Din D'Oraisa of Sholta Be'ema? The Din D'Oraisa is Sukkah. And why is it so important? The Sholta Be'ema. So that's one of the three reasons, as you know, the Gemara puts forward. Because the Torah says, L'man Yidu D'Oraseichem. So therefore, a sukkah has to be constructed in such a way that the sukkah will lend itself to that realization. And if lo sholta be'ena, that is a sukkah psula. That's the Chiddush Aruch Haner, right? Because the sukkah and this kavana is critical, even b'di'eved, for the kavana samitzvah, which is necessary at this particular time. So therefore, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, somewhat unusual, that the Torah emphasizes not only latzei sidei chavasa, but the very essence of the mitzvah itself, what it symbolizes, its significance, and that is vital, either as a mitzvah mukhra l'kuli alma, according to Aruch Haner, even b'dievet l'ikuva, in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah as well. So sukkah is somewhat unique in terms of a, the asiyas ha-chepza, as a hefshe mitzvah k'suva b'kra, and also in terms of the kavanas ha-mitzvah, which is necessary at that particular time. It's an important, important chiddush. The role of the kavanas ha-mitzvah when it comes to, say, tzitzis, or when it comes to cases of sukkah. Bir Halacha writes an amazing chiddush. The first tshuva in Mincha Shlomo, where Shlomo Zalman discusses this chiddush of the Bir Halacha. Let's assume, for example, right, a person will sit in sukkah without the necessary kavanah. Let's assume, for example, a person will wear a beged al kanfos without the necessary kavanah. Mishnah Berurah suggests the following chiddush, that by doing so, one is being mevatel in esei biyadayim. That's comparable to wearing a beged of dalat kanfos b'li tzitzis. You wear a beged al kanfos, you're mekamen mitzvah rabba. You don't wear a beged al kanfos, okay. Right, you wear a beged on kanfos b'li tzitzis. That's a bitul esei daraisa. Mishnah Berurah writes this great chiddush that if the necessary kavana is lacking, so that is the same as wearing a beged on kanfos b'li tzitzis. Wearing a beged on kanfos without the kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah writes a mitzvah lafarsim. Sometimes a person will put on the tzitzis, put on a talis on the fly. Now, all of a sudden, a person's called up for an aliyah, a person's asked to daven, or rush, or put on tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah writes, you're just going to put the beged on without proper kavana. You'll tell me, I'm not relying on this to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, what do you mean? That's comparable to wearing a beged of dalat kanfos, the lead tzitzis. That's Mishabur writes in Echos Kriyashma in Simin Sama. So you can take a look. Right, the first Shlomo and Mecha Shlomo discusses, is that really true? That the necessary kavana of A Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and B, the kavana of the understanding of significance of the mitzvah, is that lechatchila li'ikuva when it comes to the kiyum ha-mitzvah, or even in terms of cheftzah shel mitzvah, to the extent to argue that you are eating without a mitzvah sukkah. That's like eating chutz l'sukkah. You are wearing a begdal kamfos without a kiyum ha-mitzvah, in which case perhaps it's more than that. That's an iser. It's not just simply e kiyum ha-mitzvah. An interesting chiddush, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests in Simin Samach.
Can't you just have kavanah at any point while you're in the sukkah?
Right, so what? That's the question. Let's assume a person, let's say, will have the kavanah initially. Let's assume that lingers, that continues. And let's say a person would start eating in the sukkah b'li kavanah. So what exactly has he done? If all the entire problem is, let's say, is the kima mitzvah, so therefore, so you'll have the kima mitzvah, let's say, in the next stage. But if there really is such an iser, so to speak, and that's comparable to achila chutz l'sukkah, so therefore, maybe one could argue if you begin that way, then we can assume a stam lishma, right? But it's not ideal just to let that kavana kick in at a later time. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, he thinks this mishabur is a very, very great chiddush, and perhaps one could separate an iser from the kiyum ha-mitzvah, and even if you assume that mitzvah srichos kavana, asi without kavana, if it's not a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but it's not comparable to Levisha Blitzitis or Achila Chutz the Sukkah. But these are important to us, important to realize the significance, especially of Kavanah when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah. When it comes to the mitzvah of Matzah, as you know, the Sukkah and Sukkah and Abchav Zayin, there the Torah is bothered by an apparent stira between two psukim. That on the one hand, the Torah tells us that one is obligated to eat Matzah for the entire duration of Pesach. And yet the Torah tells us ba'erev tochlu matzos, seeming to emphasize the Seder night. So how do you distinguish? The Gemara tells us the following, that no, throughout the entire duration of Pesach, as you know, one must eat matzah as opposed to an isra of chametz. There's an isra of achivas chametz that applies through the entire Yom Tov Pesach. However, the full kiyum mitzvah Achilas Matzah, so that is referring to the first night. There, that is a mitzvah. Mikan Veilech, it is considered to be a rishus. So therefore, a mitzvah of Achila, the Seder night, that's obvious. The remaining days, Al-Pidin, that's considered to be what the Gemara terms rishus. Again, not so simple what rishus means. Rishus really means completely optional. Or does rishus really mean that no? When you're contrasting two different chiyuvim, so sometimes we will call that which is more chomor a chova, and that which is more kal a rishus, but it doesn't mean take it or leave it. Even that which the Gemara terms a rishus sometimes is considered to be a chiyu, but it's a mitzvah kala. So that's an interesting chiddush. When the Gemara says rishus, lagabe shar yemei hapesach, it really means optional, or does it simply mean that it pales compared to the lel seder? Tosus, for example, makes this comment in Brachos and the Chavav Medalef. Tfilas Arvis Rishus does not mean Marav is optional, take or leave it. It means Vagabe Mitzvah Cheres. Marav is not as chamor as. Right? Shachris Emincha. This is Mefurish, a Mishnah, in Beis and Daf Lamed Vav Mebeis, where the Gemara refers to Mitzvos Darais as Rishus. And then Rashi writes clearly, because the Mishnah has different levels of mitzvah, so it calls that which is more chamor a chova, and it calls that which is more kal a rishus, even though it's not optional. These are mitzvahs daraisa. Sometimes Chazal will use the term rishus as a contrasting term, not simply as an objective term in order to indicate that this is something which is in fact optional. But let's assume, for example, regarding yeshiva sukkah, let's assume poshub shahat. The chiyuv of sukkah is day one, the mitzvah of matzah is day one, and shar yemei hachag, therefore again rishus, iboy achil, iboy lo achil. And not only relevant to the psukim when it comes to Pesach, but that's where the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf, Chav Zayin, Tezvav, Tezvav, Gzeir Shava, what is true when it comes to Chag HaMatzos is also true when it comes to Sukkis as well. And therefore a marked difference between the first as opposed to shar yemei hachag. What exactly does that mean? Because after all, the language of the Gemara really sounds like Rishus. Iboy achil, iboy lo achil. But any eating you'll have to do in the sukkah. But you don't have to eat. Right? On the first night of sukkahs, you must. Right? The rest of the days, if, then, must be in the sukkah. Good? So the Rishonim are bothered by a very simple kash. Is that really true? The first night of sukkahs, I must. And what about the next morning? We just discussed. The next morning is yantiv. And there's a mitzvah of oneg yantiv. And oneg yantiv requires a suda. And a suda you can only have in the sukkah. So what exactly does the Gemara mean to say that for the balance of sukkahs, right, only if then, not if then, I must. Yantiv, Shabbos Chalamoed, of course I must have a suda. So why does the Gemara say there's something unique about the beginning of sukkahs, the first night of sukkahs? This is going to be true the next day, that I'm obligated to have a suda, and the suda must be in the sukkah. And the same is true of Shabbos Chalamoed. What is the Gemara mean? Iba achel, iba lo achel. If you look, for example, at the Ritva, right, there in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, Ritva writes a very simple teretz, midin sukkah ka'ama. You're right. Practically speaking, you're going to have a suda in the sukkah more than just the first night of sukkahs. But the question is, what is the mechayiv? The Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin is not discussing oneg, it's not discussing kavod, we're talking about the mitzvah of yeshiva, the sukkah. The mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is, right, comparable to a bear of tokumansas. Above and beyond that, true, practically speaking, you're going to have to find yourself in good sukkah, but the mechayiv is not the mitzvah of sukkah as much as the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, the mitzvah of oneg yantiv, and the like. But the other Rishonim feel that no, it's not just theoretical, what is the mechayiv? There must be a difference between the first night of sukkah as opposed to Shar Yimei HaChag. So if you look in the Ran, and that's Sugi and Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, the Ran Daf Yibeznar Beznarif, if you look at Tosus and Brachos and Daf Mem Tes, the Ran and Tosus both mention a nafkamina of Yardu Hagshem. What happens if it's raining? There will be a difference between the first night as opposed to Shar Yimei HaChag. So the Ran explains simply as follows. Pouring outside. So what do I do now? When it comes, for example, to the first night, that's considered to be a chol. And therefore the Ran writes, you're obligated to go ahead and to eat, even if it's raining. Because after all, it's raining, it's a p'tur mitzta'er, right? That does not apply to the minimal achila of the first night of Sukkot, and therefore you'll have to eat in the rain. When it comes, however, to Shar Yamim, so there is no such chiyuv. What is driving the yeshiva basukkah is not the mitzvah sukkah as much as Oneg Shabbos, Oneg Yantiv. And in such a case, therefore, for Shar Yamei HaChag, if you're a Dohag Shamim, therefore a person will go ahead and eat inside. That's how the Ran presents, right, the difference between the first night as opposed to that, and that, you know, from Tafresh Lamedes, right, the first night, the fact that it's raining, that's a problem. That problem has to be solved. You can't just simply assume it's raining, I'm potter min hasukkah. So therefore, what do you do? So the way the Ran presents it is that it's raining the first night, you eat in the rain. Right? After you fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, so then you can finish the suda indoors. But that's what the mitzvah of sukkah requires. When you look carefully in Tosfos and Brachos Mem Tes, that's not what Tosa says. Tosa says the nafkamina between the first night and the remaining nights is Yardu Hagshamim. What if it's raining? And what if it's raining? So Tosa says the following. It's raining, so you eat inside. Eat inside, even on the first night. Eat inside. All of a sudden now, the rain stops. Now what do you do? That's what Tosa writes. On the first night, now you have to go out to fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. On the balance of sukkahs, there's no chiyuv of sukkah, it's just the mitzvah of oneg, kavod. You already fulfilled the mitzvah of kavod and oneg. So therefore, now that it's stopped raining, you do not have to go outside and eat anything else. That's what Tosfos presents in Nafkamina. So again, the Ran and Tosfos both say Nafkamina yardu hagshamim. The Ran says you eat in the rain. Tosa says no, you eat indoors, and then when it stops raining, now what do? You have to go back out the first night, but not sure when it comes to any other night. So the Gon points out in Tafresh Lamed Tes that this is a critical machlokes between Tosus and the Ran. What exactly is the p'tur of Yarda Hagshamim? Is it simply a p'tur gavra? It's dire. There's discomfort. And therefore I'll tell you that perhaps there is no p'tur mitzdayer on the first night of Sukkot. That Rachmana Kavachova, that is a chiyuv. And therefore, so you'll be uncomfortable for a short window of time fulfilling the mitzvah. Or should one assume much more than that? That's how the Gaon explains the Shita of Tosus, and that is that it's a tour in Cheftza Shasot. What does that mean? Yardu Hagshamim, the Gaon writes, Ein Ale Hashem Sukkah Klal. It doesn't have the status of a sukkah. When it's raining in, a sukkah has to be a diras arai. This is not a dira, if you're a dohag shami. And therefore, a person will be machmir, right? He'll eat in the sukkah in the rain. According to Tosus, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. A person will make a bracha on the first night in the rain. According to Tosus, it's a bracha levatala. It's not just simply a p'tur mitzta'er that perhaps one could opt in, b'toras gavra, but rather, mechefze shel sukkah. This is not a sukkah k'sher le-mitzvah. And therefore, you'll eat in the sukkah in the rain, you still haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. That's why when Tosus writes the nafkamina brachos mentes, you're eating in the house, and now it stops raining. So, the first night, you have to go out to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. On shar yimei hachag, you already fulfilled the mitzvah of kavod. It's a fascinating chiddush the Gaon writes. Whether yard hagsham is simply a p'tur gavra, or is it a psul and a cheftza, that he thinks is the machlokes between Tosus and the Ran in that particular case. So therefore, what we normally would do is we'll be machmer on both ends, lahalach and tafresh lamites, for the sheet of the Ran and the sheet of Tosus. What we'll do as follows is that we will, let's say, if it's raining and the rain is not stopping, and you've waited whatever time that at this point you're going to start your zuda, so in such a case, we'll be machmer for the Ran to have the minimal achila in the sukkah. But we'll be machmer for the sheet of Tosus that we will not recite a bracha of Veshei Basukah. Now, according to Tosus, that will be a bracha levatala. And then when it stops raining, good, according to the Ran, you are Mosa Nefesh, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah. According to Tosus, as of yet, the mitzvah of Sukkah was not fulfilled. Then the Chumri, you'd have to go back out, according to Tosus or Shita, right? And you'd have to fulfill the mitzvah now, because the Achila Basukah, while it was raining, was not considered to be a kium at all. That's the Diuk and that Tosus. In brachos and dav memtes, sometimes a minimal discomfort is a p'tur gavra of mitzta'er, but sometimes yardu hagshamim. Perhaps then we would argue that no, that ein aleha shame sukkah klal. Tosus in sukkah davtes is bothered by another issue that also sheds light on the very nature of the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara tells us that one cannot be yotze with a sukkah gzula. Because after all, the Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha, and the Gemara is Doresh, that Lecha is Lahotzi Es Hagzul. And Tosus is bothered simply by the following: why is a Pasuk necessary? Why do you need a Pasuk to tell us you're not Yotzi with a Sukkah Gzula? We know that you can't steal a Cheftish HaMitzvah. Isn't that the classic application of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera? The sugi a little bit later in Sukkah and Afafesma days and the Flamen of Adalit. So therefore, if we already have the reason of mitzvah babi avera, why is it necessary to have a sukkah pasuk when it comes to sukkah to tell me lecha lahotzi es hagzim? So Tosus writes a very difficult teretz in Sukkah and Aftes. Tosus writes that the whole concept of mitzvah babi avera is only drabana. And chag sukkah tasa lecha, that's the din daraisa. Very great Kiddush. Mitzvah above ever is only a psul drabanan. This is against what the Balei Tosfos themselves write later. If you look at the Tosfos and the Lamed and Aleph and Sukkah, it's clear that mitzvah above ever is a psul daraisa. That's what we generally assume. A psul daraisa. But this Tosfos and Sukkah and Aftes writes that that is not the case. Well, then why do you need a psul? Chaka sukkos tasalacha? What is wrong with mitzvah babi aver? The Menachas Tinoch in Shin Chafei, right, gives his classic teretz, which is the subject of much literature, many tshuvas nachronim regarding this Minchas Chinuch, where the Minchas Chinuch writes the following. We mentioned when it comes to Sukkah, there seem to be two elements to the mitzvah Sukkah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. Right? If a person will eat in Sukkah, he's Mekayim a mitzvah rabba. If a person is not Koveya Suda, okay, nothing gained, nothing lost. If a person is Koveya Suda Chutz L'Sukkah, that is an issue. Included in the mitzvah of Sukkah is a kiyum essay of achila b'sukkah, but also elements of an iser. If one bikum v'essay will be koveya suda chutz b'sukkah. Similar to the case of tzitzis, that there's a difference between not wearing a beged adal kamfos as opposed to wearing a beged adal kamfos b'lid tzitzis. Certain mitzvahs could have two elements to it, an element of mitzvah and an element of iser. That the Minchas Chinuch writes, he feels, is clear when it comes to mitzvah sukkah. And then the Minchas Chinuch goes a step further and argues as follows. Mitzvah haba b'yaveir. Is that a psul chetza? Or do we argue that no? Mitzvah haba b'yaveir ain't a mitzvah. Is there a difference, for example, between a person who sits in a stolen sukkah as opposed to someone who eats chutz l'sukkah? Maybe one could argue as follows. The mitzvah bava veira operates in the realm of kiyum ha-mitzvah. Despite the fact that one is sitting in a sukkah, has the complete appearance of a sukkah k'shera, mitzvah bava veira ain't a mitzvah. And the Minchas Chinuch suggests an interesting chiddush, and that is that if I only had the reason of mitzvah bava veira, all I would have argued is ain't a mitzvah. Now you have the pasuk that says lahotzias hagzula. You know what that pasuk tells you? A sukkah gzula is a sukkah psula. And in such a case, that is achila chutz l'sukkah. That's the chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch writes. And that's why the pasuk is necessary. It's not that if you sit and eat in the sukkah gzula, nothing gained, nothing lost. That is kviyas hasula chutz l'sukkah. An interesting issue, that Minchas Chinuch. Right, is it really the case, for example, that mitzvah baver is just a hafgah in terms of the kiyum hagavra and not considered to be a psul, for example, in cheftish or mitzvah? And perhaps that's why another pasuk indeed is necessary. If you look in the Ritva writes an interesting terrorist discussion in the name of the Bali Atosis. The Ritva writes that mitzvah baver does not apply to every mitzvah. Some mitzvahs yes, and some mitzvahs no. And the Ritva quotes the name of the Balei Atosus that mitzvah haba be'avera only applies in mitzvahs haba'im l'ratzos. Ritzu. L'ratzon lifnei Hashem. There are certain mitzvahs, the whole purpose of which, right, is a reach nichoach l'ratzos lifnei Hashem. What's a classic example of that? A carbon. No, and that's exactly ve'veisim gozel es ha-piseach ves ha-chola. That's part of the kiyum of ha-krava. A person is giving a matana takarash baruch hu via iser. That is a mitzvah b'aveira. But only mitzvos haba'im l'ratzon. Maybe only then do we assume that that is true. Lulav ha-gozel. Lulav, interesting chiddush according to this day in Ritva Tosus. And that is that lulav is not just a mitzvah snitila, but lulav apparently is a tool, it's a vehicle of l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Well, the fact that we incorporate the dalet minim in tefillah, the fact that we incorporate in halal, nanuim, hoshanos, seems to indicate that that is true. Yerushalmi writes, a lulav yavesh is possible. Why? The Mishnah tells us that, but why? Unclear what the reason is. Now, Yerushalmi says, Lo hames simi haluka. Now, yavish kames. How can you be shabea kadesh baruch hu, someone that is dead? Now, the Balmor quotes the pasuk in Malachi. Akriveyu nala fechasecha. Would you offer, right, this dead lulav, right, to the prince? Hayirtzecha o hayisa ponecha? Interesting chiddush, right? L'ratzon lifnei Hashem. A theme for a different shiur, but the mitzvah, right, of lulav is not just a mitzvah snetila, but rather it's part of l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. Yerushalmi discusses, for example, right, the issue of a shofar hagazel as mitzvah babi aver. Shofar hagazel as well. Right, the mitzvah shofar, it's just a mitzvah tkir, mitzvah shmiya. Isn't the mitzvah of shofar part of l'ratzon lifnei Hashem, part of the tefillah sayom, malchi, sechronos, and shofros? That's the chiddush, right, that the teretz and the balei atosos, that only a mitzvah which is l'ratzon lifnei Hashem can you have a psul of mitzvah babi avera. And the Ritva quotes the balei atosos as arguing that's not true when it comes to sukkah. That's an interesting chiddush. The whole sheet is a chiddush. That mitzvah bar is limited to mitzvahs. Doesn't apply to every mitzvah. And then application is a chiddush. And what is the mitzvah of sukkah? A mitzvah of yeshiva. But it's not necessarily l'ratzon lifnei Hashem like lulav, or like karban, or like shofar. The Ritva raises an interesting kasha. What about matzah? Is there a psul of mitzvah bar everyone when it comes to matzah? So the Bavli does not mention that case of mitzvah bavri when it comes to matzah, but there is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is found in the Sugi and Shabbos in the Kofim and Beis, where the Yerushalmi is mafurish, that you cannot be yotzi with matzah gzula because of mitzvah bavri aver. So the Ritva writes, matzah is not a mitzvah which is bavar atzos, and yet there is a psula mitzvah bavri aver. So the Ritva rejects the Shita of Tosas. It's a fascinating Shita, that it is only considered to be a psul of mitzvah b'aver, where it's mitzvahs that are patterned after hakravas hakarban, l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. And then you have to know each mitzvah very well to assess, is this mitzvah just simply a maisa hamitzvah, or does it have those elements of ritzui, of l'ratzon lifnei Hashem? But that's an interesting chiddush, that the Ritva writes, the name of Tosus, that sukkah is a mitzvah yeshiva. It is not necessarily that which is a mitzvah sheyesh bo ritzui. Perhaps one could disagree and maintain that no, that sukkah indeed is a mitzvah sheyesh bo ritzui, like karban, like shofar, like lulav, based in the following sense. The Torah tells us again that kiva sukkos hashavti. That's the essence of the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. And what does that mean, kiva sukkos hashavti? The sugi and daf memala and daf yud aleph mundeis machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, whether it's sukkos mamish or whether it's considered to be anane hakava. Two different gersos in the Gemara and the Mechilta and the Sifrei as to whether which is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. We have again, the Girsa, which is quite different from that in the Mechilta, but the Machlokes Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. What are Anane HaKava? What is that supposed to represent? Anane HaKava. You know, the Torah is bothered by the following. Why do we celebrate Sukkot at this time of year? If it's because of Kiva Sukkot Hashavti, it should be during Chodesh Nisan. That's all part of that Torah in Tafresh Kafei. Significance of the mitzvah, the timing of the mitzvah. And, you know, the Torah is quite troubled. Why this time of year? Yeah, and that's why the Torah writes is, you know, that what do you mean, Nisan? Right, it's so pleasant. Well, many people eat outdoors. Many people will eat in what looks like a sukkah. It's not mikra that one is doing Sudoshe Mitzvah. So therefore the Torah insists that we do it during the time of Tishrei, where it will be more obvious that this yeshiva is considered to be the Shem Mitzvah. That's what the Torah suggests. One thing is clear, right? The teretz, the Torah, right, interesting, it should be yeshiva, which is nikar, but it doesn't explain the exact, precise moment of the timing of the mitzvah of sukkah. Why is it that we celebrate sukkahs, right, at this season, but perhaps more specifically, literally in this date? So the Gaon writes, right, an amazing chiddush, right, the Gaon is found in his Pirush to Shir HaShirim, right, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, where the Gaon writes that the Anane HaKavod that the Gemara is referring to are not the Anani HaKavod that initially protected Knesset Yisrael in their plight in the Midbar. But rather, the Gon writes as follows. B'nai Yisrael were zoche to Anani HaKavod. And then, Cheta Egel. At that point in time, the Anani HaKavod disappeared. Later, the Anani HaKavod, as an indicator that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, granted slicha umechila to kapara to Bnei Yisrael, the Anani HaKavod returned. When did they return? And that, the Gon writes, based on many midrashim, that they returned at the onset of Hakamas HaMishkan. And when was that? That was to the day of Tes Vav Tishrei. That was the moment of the beginning of Binyan, of Hakamas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai Yom HaKippurim, Salachti Kidvarecha. The Midrash describes the coming days, the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Knesset Yisrael with its Tzivu of Osle Mikdash HaShachanti B'Socham. The Torah describes the next couple of days, Bnei Yisrael gathered all of that which was necessary to build the Mishkan. And the actual Asiyas HaMishkan began on Tes Vav Tishrei. And that's when the Anani HaKavod returned to Knesset Yisrael. That's why the Gon writes that that's why we celebrate not just the season, this day. That was the return, right, of the Anani HaKavod to Knesset Yisrael, symbolizing, right, that concept, right, of the Kapara that was secured as a result of Chayta Egel. I'll tell you an amazing Lashita. I guess I heard from Rav Asher Weiss. The Gon writes, and this is quoted in the Siddur HaGra, in his Bir HaNefilah, the following, that we recite in our davening, Ata Barchartanu Mikol HaAmim, Ahavtosanu, V'ratisa Banu. So a very brief comment to the Gaon, that those three phrases are Keneged, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's what the Gaon writes. Ata Barchartanu, it's Pesach. That's when Knesset Yisrael was chosen. Ahavtosanu, that's Shavuos. No, Zman Matan Torasenu, right? That was the Yom Chasanasa, Yom Simchas Libo. V'ratzisa banu, the Gon writes, Ritzui. Not the Gon writes, that's referring to Sukkot. You know why V'ratzisa banu is referring to Sukkot? That's the Gon Lashitase. Right? That's the return of the Anani HaKavod. That was L'ratzam Lifnei Hashem. That's the significance of Anani HaKavod L'chag HaSukkot, the Gon explains. If you look in Meshech Chachma and Parshas Mishpatim, Meshech Chachma has an incredible diuk that already early in Sefer Shmos, the Torah refers to this Yantif, but the Torah never refers to it as Chag HaSukkos. Now, if you look in the earlier Parshios, when the Torah mentions this Yantif, it refers to it as being the Chag HaAsif. It is only after the Chet HaEgel and only after the Hakamas HaMishkan that you'll first find the Yantif referred to as Chag HaSukkos. That's because that was the significance of Anani HaKavod. Initially, that was not the case. You know, Tosfos raises an interesting issue in Sachem Kokhesim Abeis. Why is it that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah? Why don't we apply the principle of Afein Hayu Bo Sohanes? Tosfos writes at Yiddish that you don't apply Afein Hayu Bo Sohanes to a mitzvah daraisa. That's Tosfos Sachem Kokhesim Abeis. But that's not so simple. In fact, Tosfos also is against this. The Tosfos in the Gilan Daf Dalam et Aleph disagrees and maintains that you do apply Afein Hayu Bo Sohanes to mitzvah daraisa. Why is no Afein Hayu Bo Sohanes when it comes to mitzvah of Sukkah? So many possibilities. Perhaps one, according to the Gaon, is exactly this reason, and that is if indeed, right, that the very purpose of the Anani HaKavod Sukkah is to commemorate, right, that kapara for Chet HaEgel, you know, the two rites in Tuf Yud Zayin that women did not participate in Chet HaEgel, right? They were not responsible for the Chet HaEgel. They didn't require that sense of ritzui and kapara. Perhaps in addition to the reasons lahalacha, right, the Tosfos rites and Raman Rittenberg and so on, perhaps that's an additional element, right, in order to explain the exemption of women, why they're obligated in matzah, but they're exempt, for example, from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Sukkah has perhaps that element, according to the Gaon, the Ratzisa Banu. It's a mitzvah sheish bo ritzui. See, I would even argue as follows, that we spoke about tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, as being unusual cases where the Torah emphasizes the tam hamitzvah. The whole mitzvah was established in order to realize this, right? And this is so critical, this is so important, that it warrants asiyas hamitzvah. So what is this? Now, when it comes to tzitzis, I understand. You have a reminder, right? Laman tizkru v'asisen. Right? I understand. Shmiras ha-mitzvos. When it comes to tefillin, so good you have a mitzvah that's to remind you of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Laman Tia Torah Seshem Beficha. These are Ikari Emuna. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah, you have a mitzvah that reminds us what? Kiva Sukkos Oshavti Yisbenei Yisrael. What theme is that supposed to represent that is so critical that that gives rise to a mitzvah? And again, these are exceptional cases where the Torah creates a mitzvah and it tells you that you have to bear in mind the significance because otherwise one is not going to fully or absolutely be yotzei. And what exactly is this theme? Well, tzitzis to understand. Shmiras ha-mitzvos, l'man tiyat Torah shesheb b'ficha, and what is anani ha-kavod? Right? L'chora one could suggest, according to the Gaon, you understand very well, the theme is v'ratzi yisavanu. The theme is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is soleach u'mocha l'knesses Yisrael, the ritzui that is possible, achar ha-chet, right, the juxtaposition of Chet HaEgel, Yom HaKippurim, the return of Anani HaKavod, that is a theme that bears that type of constant reminder that that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu can again be forged. Perhaps one could suggest that according to the Gaon, other terutz would have to be given as to why you need Mitzvah Babi Aveira, why you need the Pasuk. To answer, the Mitzvah suggests that Sukkah is not a Mitzvah which is Yesh Bo Ritzui. Perhaps that would not be true according to the Gaon's Biur. This is Veratzisa Banu. That's the essence of Chag HaSukkos itself. And I'll just end with a fascinating point that Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes. What is the Sukkah supposed to represent? In Ne'ilah, we recite in our davening, Yachbi'eni B'tzel Yada. Yachbi'eni B'tzel Yada. Right? We beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should shield us. He should protect us with literally the tzel of His hand. The cell of his hand, Kaviyacha. And apparently that's what the sukkah is supposed to represent. The sukkah, which is, as Rashi writes, is, you know, Al Shem HaTzel Kara Sukkah. Sukkah is supposed to represent Kaviyacha. The cell, right? Al Yachbi Eini B'tzal Yada. Kadosh Baruch Hu giving and shielding us, right? Kaviyacha with the image of the Yad Hashem protecting Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo Zalman said just an amazing, you know, we'll call it Drush. That imagine Yachbini B'tzal Yada, right? Literally, a person embraces another to protect him. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, if you will embrace, you know what the configuration of your hand is, right? That midaraisa is a sukkah. That's what Shlomo Zalman suggested. You have a single dauphin and a second dauphin, and then the third dauphin min haTorah, afilu tefach. Yeah, this is the tefach. No, that's what Shlomo Zalman suggests. The image of the sukkah is supposed to represent Yachbi'eni B'tzel Yada. This is the tzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Gemara writes in Sukkah Daf Tes, where Shlomo Zalman explains that a sukkah is not just simply hooked to the mitzvasa. Sukkah midaraisa is chal shem shamayim. And where Shlomo Zalman writes that the Shechina, the Gemara often writes, is only lemala me'asara tvachim. That's why the defanos of the sukkah have to be Asar etvachim, in order that one can now apply the halacha of a good asik, because otherwise, right, you will not be able, so to speak, to bridge, right, in order to allow the sukkah to be able to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense of Yachbi'eni B'tzal Yada. That is all part of the lesson of Ratzisa Banu, the ritzui of the sukkah Yachbi'eni B'tzal Yada, which kaviyacha is that image of Shlishi Safilu Tefach. That perhaps is the image of the closeness that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sentence of the Ikari Emuna that Sukkah is supposed to represent. And if that's true, you understand, for example, why the Torah emphasizes, not merely the yeshiva, emphasizes the rigor of Asiyas HaSukkah as a Hechsher Mitzvah, Ksuv Bakra. That's why the Torah emphasizes the Tam HaMitzvah, which is so critical to sit and not to realize its significance. Right? It's almost as though the purpose of Sukkah is defeated. And how the halacha, in terms of mitzvah, babi aveira, halacha in terms of chova versus rishus, how all of this comes to that sense of expression. It's a culmination of what we conclude with tefillah asnilav yachbi'eni b'tzal yado, a mitzvah which is indeed bolaratzos. And perhaps that's part of the machshav of the Gaon, by the Gaon writes that atavr chartanu, right, that's referring to Pesach, and Ahavto son is referring to Kabbalah Satzah, but for Atzisavana, that uniquely is a reference to the mitzvah of Sukkah and the Kedusha Sayyam of Kaga Sukkah Sitzah.
You gotta get it right up on your schedule, on your calendar.